You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Donald Trump's golf swing finally captured on video, and it is something. He's got a nice hip turn. Good follow through. Way to go, Prez. I know he didn't have much time to work on his golf game because of how much he's been presidenting.
Been busy. You see him leave Dan Gable hanging? He got a Presidential Medal of Freedom. And then the president just like, he said something, walked out. Dan's got his whole, and Dan goes to the camera. Have you seen this yet? Yeah. He goes, what the? He goes to the camera. He's like, are we doing something? This is it? And his family and all these little kids are behind him. They all made the trip up there, got dressed in little bow ties and their suits. And he left a wrestling. You don't leave wrestling coaches hanging.
And was this with the kid laying on the floor?
That I don't
picture?
Know.
There was a picture in the White House.
Might have been.
And I don't know. One of the kids was laying on the floor. Anyway,
the president was probably busy. He had a tea time or something. Okay, let's go. Time to play.
I got nothing. I cannot. I will never, ever criticize someone for having a tea time.
Watch Dan Gable's response here. He turns, says something. Thank you very much. Does his little point. And watch this. Dan Gable's like, is that it? I get, we're done?
There was a picture of him at the podium, Dan Gable at the podium, and one of the little kids was just laying on the floor.
Yeah. Oh, look, you can see him all in the background. Yeah. And you can see Dan Gable's like,
little one right there.
I don't know.
What?
This kid's just banging on something.
I guess that's
the
key.
He's like,
I'm busy. So I guess I'll do it.
That's what the freedom is. Somebody puts it around my neck and then they leave.
Yeah. Thanks. Thank you all. Goodbye.
Lou Holtz got more than that.
The president's like, I don't know who Dan Gable is. Whatevs.
No. Dan Gable's a guy who could put you in holds.
Dan Gable was a hell. He and John Smith, two of the greatest wrestlers ever. And wrestling coaches too. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number.
Trump staring off
the laying on the floor.
Trump staring off in the distance, like, oh, yeah. Oh, this Medal of Freedom thing.
And this little kid's
Get your kids.
We're in the White House.
Everyone's sitting there looking at this kid laying on the floor. Somebody snatched that kid up.
Meemaw's like, what?
No, we don't do that. The Zierlein kids are not allowed. They try it, but the Zierlein kids get snatched up. You're not allowed to lay down
not
on the
Meemaw.
Floor of the White House.
Not by
Meemaw. Mimi's not going to snap. Mimi will tell him something now. Get up. Now Nicole will just snatch him up.
Snacks.
I will just snatch
that
him
looked
up.
Like snacks laying on the floor right there.
You got everybody. Yeah, 3-year-old snacks was a problem.
Mm-hmm.
He lost his retainer. We spent all this money on a retainer. This kid just first day back at school.
No.
First day back at in-person school, and my wife goes, your son lost his retainer. I said, it's in his mouth. How did he lose it? He said he put it in a lunchbox, and now it's gone. Oh, yeah, because somebody probably got in there like, I saw where he's keeping his retainer. I'm going to get this.
I find it difficult for you to be criticizing one of your offspring.
Yeah, but I
you don't think it's genetic?
I found my phone yesterday.
How long did it take?
Like 11 something. I found my phone in my car.
Listen, I honestly, this is what I thought of coming up the elevator today. Should we start a tweet every day of what will Lance lose today?
Yeah, I don't see how you can criticize something you put on your own kid.
He's got
genes.
Your blood.
I found
how.
I find things. No, I'm a good finder also.
You are? What about your wallet in a taxi?
You want to tell the story, tell the whole story.
What about your phone in a taxi?
Yeah, I got it back too.
What about your suitcase that you left in the middle of the... Yeah, it took an act of Congress.
It was hanging clothes. A hanging clothes. And I got it. I went back up and got it at midnight in New York at LaGuardia.
What about your key card every day?
And then I get a new ones. That's what I do.
That's what, your son will get a new retainer. That's
yeah,
all.
Yeah, look, and you'll get it for him.
Very different. He's probably looking at you like, you really are going to be criticizing me?
No, Snap's worse than I am. He's worse than I am.
Well, he's also, what, how old is he?
Yeah. You know what? I'm an adult. Don't do as I do.
Exactly.
Do as
you
I
don't
say.
Have an excuse.
Don't do as I do. Do as I say.
Oh, Snacks is worse than me. He's
you know
like
what? Then,
13.
Then if he's like
how
me,
old is he?
He has my blood. He'll show up with his retainer today.
Well,
he'll find it. He'll find it like I do. Like I find things. They call me the finder.
No one has called you that. Never.
People have called me the finder.
People, no.
No one.
By the way, I got Eric Layden hooked on Alone. You know, he's got a... By the way, he wasn't supposed to tell us what show he's doing.
Oh, really?
He got an email that very day. Hey, guys, just want to remind you, make sure you don't say that you're going to be on this show.
Oh.
Like, oh, well, he already said he's on Ozark.
Too late.
But anyway, while he's still quarantining, he watched... I told him about Alone, that he would love the show Alone. He said, where do I start? I said, you can just start on season 7. It doesn't matter. They're all independent. So he started on season 7. He watched 12 episodes in 2 days. They're over an hour. They're an hour each. Although with commercials, they're not quite an hour. But he's like, I am completely addicted to the show. Yeah. This is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It is a crazy good show.
Great point here, Jackie. LZ getting angry about his kids losing things is like JG got mad at his kids for enjoying cold, clean, refreshing Coors Light. That's, you know, I mean, that's just what, listen, I buy it for him. Lance, you probably should just take the retainer and throw it away because he's going to lose
buy
it
another
anyway.
One. I got to buy another
lose
one
it anyway.
He just, I told my wife, I said, you know what? I'm taking his Christmas money and birthday money. He's buying this himself.
Be like,
I'm not taking his birthday. I said, well, you're going to work it off. When I lost my Cesar Cedeno glove whenever I was in Little League and I left it. This happened when I was a kid, too.
Oh, see. What did your dad say?
My dad made me work it off. My dad said, okay, you don't get another Cesar Cedeno glove. And for what we did, you have to pick up trash. So he made me pick up trash to work off my glove. And that's what Snacks is going to do. I'm taking his ass out on the side of Richmond.
How does that help you?
He's going to pick up
why
stuff
like
outside
a,
of
like
Rich
a
and pick
prison?
Up.
Like
yeah.
A,
yeah, exactly like that.
You're
like,
one of those sticks with the nail on
yeah,
the end?
Like Mutt and Mutt and that other girl had to do on Schitt's Creek
so next
whenever
time,
they had to pick up stuff.
Next time his dad is on, I'm going to ask him, did you lose a lot of stuff when you were a kid? Because this seems to be hereditary.
Why would he lived on a farm. He didn't lose
Why anything. Would you have your child pick up trash that isn't yours?
He's got to learn a lesson.
You know, you have him clean stuff around the house. Why
That's
would
what
you have
prisoners
him...
do.
No, I want it to be a you know what we could do? We could just start giving spankings.
It's called community
again.
Service.
We start giving spankings and watch how kids start acting right again. Yeah. Watch how quick that happens.
You sure
just go right to the spankings and all of a sudden, don't want this anymore.
You sure you have the shoulder mobility to give spankings?
My right arm's just fine. Look at this.
That's not the type of spanking you give to a kid. What are you doing? What's this?
Get a switch.
Yeah. Go pick your own switch out.
Yeah.
You're not spanking.
Del,
you ain't spanking.
Lance getting mad at Snacks is like you getting mad at your kid for taking a nap.
Well, true,
right?
But unlike...
You're laying here doing nothing, watching
not
TV.
Having,
not, you're sitting there watching another TV show.
Why do I sound like that?
No, he sounds like this. Don't watch another TV show, lad.
See, the thing is, I know myself, and I wouldn't have a kid. And if some awful accident happened, and I had to produce a child, I'd be like, look...
They're called happy accidents, Joe. Sure. They're not called awful accidents.
No, they're awful.
They're called happy accidents.
No, in my case, it would be awful. It would be the worst mistake I've ever made. So it would be an awful accident. If it happened and it's like, and he's like 10 and it's 2 p.m. and he wants to take a nap, like, I'm right there with you, buddy. Me and you, we'll take a nap.
That's what I'm saying. It'd be like you getting mad.
I would never get angry.
You would never
I
get
love
angry
him.
At that. You can't.
No.
Spencer left. He wanted to talk about LSU football. But
why would you want to do that?
Why would anyone want to talk about LSU
looks
football?
Looks like Eric right Gilbert, their all-world tight end freshman. It looks like he's out the door. He's homesick, guys.
Doesn't want
to play at LSU anymore, apparently.
Because he's homesick? That happens.
It happens. That happens quite a bit.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's sick of losing to Alabama 58-0.
It only happened the one time to him.
Yeah. Well, it happened, though. He's sick of it.
That's true.
And I can't blame him. Everybody was sick of watching that. I really didn't even watch it, if you want to know the truth.
People bring up the same thing about me leaving shoes on top of my car. That happened a long time ago.
It still happened.
No.
You're the only person I know that happened to.
Okay. Did you used to smoke cigarettes?
Yeah.
Do you still?
No.
Thank you. Or do you consider yourself a cigarette smoker right now?
How is this the
same
thing?
No. I'm not a shoe loser.
But I did.
I did one time back in the day. It was so long ago.
But you also left an iPad in a taxi, right?
In an airport.
Yeah, so yeah. It's not like just because it wasn't
phone in a taxi. Multiple phones in taxis.
Twice.
Yeah.
Three times.
That's multiple.
Vegas. Yep. Three times. Cuba, Vegas, and never once here in the city.
Have you ever forgotten that we were going to do the show on a remote?
Nope.
Okay.
Not to my knowledge.
No.
Well, other people can illuminate you on that. Yeah. It's happened quite a bit.
Not to the best of my knowledge. Not that I can recall.
Well, of course, you forget things all the time. Of course, you wouldn't remember that.
I'd like to take the fifth.
You got to plead the fifth?
Yeah.
Right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, fifth. That's what you're going to do. Look.
Aren't you supposed to put the shoes on before you go outside?
You are. That's when I lived in Sugar Land.
There's a string here.
They do stuff different in Sugar Land. I did that when I was in Sugar Land.
You know how you don't leave your shoes on top of the car? You put them on before you get in the car.
Don't forget to put them on.
No one brings their shoes and socks and just brings them in the car with them?
No.
Did you ever wear golf spikes because you forgot your shoes?
That's when the shoes fell off. Yeah. That's the time I had to wear. And it wasn't soft spikes back then. It was.
Yeah. Did you ever find them? Yeah, those were the metal spikes.
No, I drove off. They were in the street somewhere. I don't know where they were.
Some kid tied them up and threw them on top of the telephone wire.
That's what we used to do in Sugar Land when I lived there. Yeah. They do things different. I had to get out of there as fast as I could.
You should skip the punishment phase of this because Snacks is going to look at you like, you? You got something to say to me?
Maybe mom I can take.
Yeah, I'm not going to respect what you say about this.
That's like my wife going after my kids for doing things. Oh, I'm like, well, come on. Hey, don't forget I knew you. We dated before we got married. You really going to get mad at Drake about this?
Really? The kids are going to have a hard time her disciplining them when they're older for dropping F-bombs.
Oh, I think she'll just let it go. I think whatever bombs they drop is just like collateral damage.
Whatever.
And I'll be like, hey, I don't cuss in front of my parents to this day. But I know the one who's going to be first to do it would be Mason. I already know who it's going to be.
Yeah.
Alec won't. Mahdi won't. Snacks will. Snacks will say S-bombs. Mason will drop F-bombs probably. I already checked their, they leave their chats up. Like, I'll check their chat sometimes to see, okay, who's the first one that's inappropriate. And so far, we're clear, although Snacks has one friend who cuts it loose. Because when I was in junior high, I was like, oh, man, this is, I gotta say cuss words now.
Mm-hmm. How many kids do you have again in your home right now?
Four.
Four? I feel like one out of four, I can't wait for the day one of them says something so inappropriate and Lance is like, huh. And then what he has to do with the deal with it. When one of your kids runs into the friend who's free with the one of the white kids who's free with the N-word because those kids exist,
mm-hmm.
and they're over at your house, you're like, we're gonna have to have a talk with this kid. Because I've told that story about the kids who are outside my house and they're just like 16 shooting basket, just dropping the word over to each other. They're all four of them are white. Just saying it. You're going to have that kid come over your house at some point.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe they know. I don't know.
But maybe because those kids are outside and the parents are inside. But my window was open. I was like, this is an interesting way to wake up from a nap.
Yeah.
I know they're not talking to me.
I have a friend of mine who had a son. He said he saw his son's text messages and he and another kid, black kid, going back and forth calling each other that, like, and not even in a, it's just like, you know, just like how kids say like all the time.
Yeah, right.
And he goes, son, I need you to come in here. We're about to have a little talk. Good. And the kid said, hey, I said, what'd you tell him? You tell your friend you're not going to be saying that. He goes, but dad, he's going to keep texting me that and calling me that. It's a term of friendship. He goes, it's not a term of friendship you're going to be using anymore. Because let me tell you, when you get outside of that text string, you're going to find it's not a friendship term you're going to use.
All right. You need some insurance against that.
This is a friendship term I use, savings. If I say savings, whoever thinks that's something an enemy would do to you. You think an enemy or even a frenemy would try to keep you from saving money? No. Now, maybe they try to get you to move to a cut-rate insurance, but I'm not asking you to do that. I'm asking you to go to an A-rated insurance company. That's what you probably already have. Your homeowner's insurance, A-rated insurance, is what I'm talking about for discounted rates. And when I say discounted, it's just they have lower rates because they don't have as much built-in like some of the big brand name companies do when they build it into the middleman who is actually doing. They're the middleman. They go to these companies who underwrite. Well, I'm taking you right to the underwriters, the companies who are actually, you know, doing the insurance for the big companies. This is what you get to with TGS Insurance. They get you there right away. Your average savings is $900 annually. Many people save much more than that. And all you have to do is text the word money to 232323, and you can be on your way to huge savings. Text the word money to 232323. It's TGSinsurance.com.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, let's 713-780-3776. We've got some calls, actually, when people want to get in here. So let's get Carrie in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, fellas. Good morning.
What's going on?
So, a funny story. I called Fred and AJ's show yesterday, and I called him. And by the way, this is what are the odds Tuesday, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So this is a two part. I'm gonna end the call with a two part question. But let me tell you the story first. So, I called the show yesterday to thank Fred for his take on the pregame take on the BYU Coastal Carolina game. I was waffling on it. I thought Coastal Carolina, 10 points, underdog, how could that be? And then I listened to Fred, and I started thinking to myself, man, he has some points, I guess. And then he used some really magic language. He said something like, I think they're going to beat them 56-10. I told Fred this yesterday. And he said, that's what's going to happen. And he said, you can move on this game if it's already been played. And that's when I decided to punch my ticket with Coastal Carolina. And I called him to thank him for his wisdom. And he, of course, got mad at me and hung up on me and called me a D-weed and, you know, his normal stick. But here's my question. If we were in 1822, what I would do, because after he hung up on me, he called me a liar and told me I made that all this stuff up. So I went back and looked, and yesterday in the second hour, or the 12-4 in the second hour, I came to my research, fellas. Here's what he said. If they beat him 56-10, which is what's going to happen, by the way, you can move on this game as if it's already been played. That's what he said. That's a quote. So here's my question. If we were 1822, I would take both of my white gloves off, and I would slap him across the face.
Yeah.
And then I would challenge him to a duel. But we can't do that in 2020. So here's my question. I was going to call him back today and confront him with his own statement. So here's the two-part question coming up. A, will this guy have the guts to accept the call? And B, will he issue the on-air apology that he owes to me?
What if you guys have a what if you have a handicapping challenge?
What about that?
What if we sanction you pick three, he picks three, or you pick five, he picks five, and we do it on the air and we do a challenge for money, and the money goes to
the person who wins.
Eyelids for kids.
That means it goes to you.
No, it goes to kids who don't have eyelids.
No. What? No.
So I heard the call, Carrie. It was uncomfortable.
Oh, you did?
It was uncomfortable. And Fred said that it was tongue-in-cheek, which it wasn't tongue-in-cheek because it was his favorite play. He told AJ it was his favorite play of the week. So that's not really... It
wasn't, on this show, we had Coastal Carolina.
No one likes to be told they're wrong, Kerry.
Kerry, I would suggest play. I don't know if you have the audio equipment to do it, playing his berating you for your call yesterday and the pick he made on Friday and say, look, the evidence tells you, Fred, clearly you were wrong. Now will you apologize?
But he was wrong. But every handicapper is wrong. I mean,
but the reaction.
Now Fred gets awfully. He's touchy about these kind of things.
So, but you have not answered my question, which is
right.
Forget all that stuff.
Will he answer your call today? Yeah, I think he will.
Takes my call, and what are the odds he gives me an apology that he owes me?
He doesn't owe you an apology.
Well, he was a little disrespectful.
Wait. He called me a liar.
No. On the radio. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
Because you're just poking the bear. So he was wrong on a pick, and yeah, okay. And he's sensitive. He is a bit sensitive about that you're going to call in and call him out on a wrong pick, but.
I didn't call him out. I was thanking him, John.
No, you weren't. No, you weren't. You were a little.
I was thanking
you.
You
were a little disrespectful. You're a little disrespectful yourself. I heard the call, and I was like, well, I knew where it was going. I knew that you were just gonna. You set him off.
I'm gonna end with this. The funniest part was he hung up on me and then told me to keep talking. That's the classic move.
I don't know. You just called to poke the bear. That's all you did, Kerry.
Maybe call in. He might take your call again.
It's These Are the Odds Tuesday.
Yes.
Or is it These Are the Odds Thursday?
It's These Are the Odds Tuesday.
Yeah. So I think he'll take your call, and I think there's zero chance he apologizes.
I mean, maybe if you approached him in a genuine and straightforward way as opposed to, you know, hey, Fred, I want to thank you for your awful pick.
Yeah. I knew as soon as you said play it like it's already been played. Yeah. So, yeah, don't expect that. I think you got a 50-50 shot here. He will take the call, but he won't apologize.
What he'll do is he'll
yell
at you.
That parlay. I'd say that's a big favorite.
I'm going to take the parlay.
Yeah, he'll just yell at you and call you a D-wee for the way you approached him yesterday.
Yeah.
Did you hear what he said about the white gloves? And I knew that was, if this were in the 1820s, the first thing I thought of was, well, slap across the face in a duel.
Right.
You know, like
Hamilton?
That was obviously, now you're supposed to shoot into the air, right? That's what you're supposed to do. I've watched the movie Hamilton. I've watched the show Hamilton. And they talk about that. Hamilton says to his own son, yeah, don't worry. It's, you know, you shoot into the air. That's how Hamilton's son got shot. That's how Hamilton got shot. And Burr saw him wearing his glasses like, oh, you're going to try to take aim on me. Okay, watch this. Bang. So you can't always, most of the duels ended with guys, it was just a test of manhood. Okay, and when you turn, you fire into the air. Every once in a while, one guy had it different.
Hamilton has nothing on Britannia.
But Fred would shoot at him.
Yeah, the show I'm watching right now, season two is not that great. Season one was pretty good. This holy man, he's being challenged. So you know what they do in their tribe? They sit you down, and for the challenge, for this duel, they get this big, long, I don't know how to describe it. Let's say it's their version of an axe. So you take a whack at the guy, and if you kill him, you win. But if you don't kill him and he's still capable, he gets to take a swing at you. Mm. So the holy man's sitting on the ground. The guy swings at him, cuts his face to pieces, but he doesn't kill him. So the holy man gets up and slices the dude's head off, and he won the duel.
What show is this?
It's called Britannia. It's on AMC.
Is this a documentary?
It's about the Romans trying to colonize or trying to suppress old school Britain.
I don't want
to
be the first guy that's just sitting there.
No, well, the holy man won, so because he didn't die.
Well, he did, but how many times? I did just show you the one guy that won. What about all the other guys that lost in the first round?
The gods were on his side.
Oh, or
the duel.
You just sit there and well, wait a minute, but he lost half his face too while he won. He cut, that's not a really great win.
The guy didn't have a true swing, so it cut into his jaw and like stopped right at his mouth. So and then
it still seems painful to me.
But he got up, sliced that dude's head off, and sewed his face back up.
What about the thing where you know what I like better is when they like actually have
it's a lose lose to me.
Well,
like,
not if ever, the gods are on your side, John.
Have you ever watched the Russian slap fest or any slap fest where somebody slaps and it just looks like it just grazes off of the, like the guy's head doesn't move and you see somebody has a jaw and neck that is the same thing and traps and you realize the guy across from him is about to be knocked unconscious. Yes. You know it's coming, especially when he's got one of those meaty paws, just a big, fat, meaty hand, just fingers like giant Polish sausages. And they're just, and you see him do this, the slow, almost like a when you swing, you know, like when you're taking your little practice swing up to the ball in golf, and the guy's just doing this, measuring your face. I'm like, oh, man, he's going to hit him with the heel of his palm is going to hit the guy in the eardrum, and it's just going to be bad.
And sure enough,
boom!
Right. Well, yeah, that is true. But if I've got a giant axe, I like my odds of being the first guy.
I'd much rather
be the first guy.
You better swing true, or you're in for it.
Because even if I'm the second guy and I don't die, I still got an axe half my face off.
Unless the gods.
I want to be the first guy. I'm going to challenge every time.
All it proves that the gods are on the second guy's side.
Uh-huh. Well,
can we see that on like YouTube somewhere?
I don't know if that clip's on YouTube. I don't know.
929 ESPN.
What's the show called?
Britannia.
Art says, you know how I know you guys only work 4 hours a day? Hashtag TV. How much TV you watch?
Art, how much work do you do? You seem to be in on all the shows.
Bro, you're on all the show.
Speaking of guys who shouldn't be chastising people, Lanchon chastise snacks. Art, don't talk about our TV watching.
Yeah. Don't talk about
lack of work.
How little we work, Art. 929 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Looking at climbing Tal's Hill. By the way, if you haven't heard, the winter meetings are going on. It really isn't getting any play, is it? But I guess middle of the football season. But usually the winter meetings will get some. I guess baseball is just so uninteresting. Or, I don't know. Just has gotten very little to no play whatsoever. So, asked what the Astros should go or will do. Better yet, what will they do? Not what they should do. A few of the guys at Climbing Tal's Hill... say that they don't believe that he's going to do anything. That Click isn't going to do anything.
It's not looking likely.
No. Trying to bring Brantley back. Okay. Jackie Bradley Jr. has been much discussed in the media. I don't know how much. I don't know how close they are or what they could possibly be doing. Brantley. Probably with George Springer gone, probably doesn't come back, more than likely. Closer is being discussed if they could get one of the guys out there, and there are a few guys out there, Trinan, Hendricks. We'll see. Backup catcher. Okay. They really do need a couple of outfielders.
Mm-hmm.
They do need a closer. Unless you go with one of the young guys, I guess. I don't know what kind of money they're going to spend this offseason, but there are some needs out there for James Click. We're going to find out about Click, but I think we're finding out more. Especially if he sits on his hands, we're finding out more about the direction of the organization you know, if whether or not he's going to spend money this offseason.
Yeah.
Not knowing. With the uncertainty of what's going on and fans in the stands, you know, if in fact, and there's a likelihood. Now, here in Houston, we've got fans in the stands, you know, limited fans. Baseball didn't have any this year. But we've got limited stands at Texans games. If he can have limited fans in the stands, open the roof and have limited fans in the stands. But Fauci says it's not going to be until next October, not next September, till we can think about full stadiums.
Well, you could do 25-30% easily.
No,
I mean really yeah. easily. Yeah.
Well, we're one place that can, but on the West Coast they can't. You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, oh well.
No. Well, whether or not baseball's going to let any...
They can't do anything in the West Coast.
No, they can't do anything. Except, whether or not baseball's going to let, you know, hey, if you can have fans in your state, then you can have fans. And then, but the ones that can't, oh, well, so sorry. Mm-hmm. That'll be interesting to see. But we know that there are going to be losses, right? We know that there are going to be losses.
We know there's going to be losses. I think Brantley's going to be a Yankee. They'll just say, let's throw another hitter at it. Boom. Maybe we win a championship with another hitter. Let's go Brantley. Give him some money. I don't think he'll be coming back here. You're not going to win a bidding war. He already put his house up on the market. I mean, I don't see Brantley staying. I do think it's going to be a quiet. I think they'll add an arm. They'll add two arms and an outfielder, and I'll bet you that's it. And I don't think any of them are going to be headline inducing. But they'll add some quality. I think they'll add some quality guys, nothing big. And then you'll have no starters. You got some arms to work at starter. That's fine. But you have to add bullpen help. You have to. And you really do need to find a closer, a real closer. That was a problem. Unless you're going to trust a young guy, you could get a bridge. You could get a bridge the gap closer. You could get a two-year deal on a closer. And if you think that Javier or Paredes, I would say more likely Paredes with his arm, but Javier's got better total stuff. But let's just say you wanted one of those young guys, you could groom them like you did Lidge over 2 years and have a bridge closer. Seems like you've had a bridge closer for a while now. You haven't had a guy that's been a really good one. Like, I know by the numbers, I guess
Osuna
was really good, I guess. I never felt like he was really good when I was watching games. I never felt, boy, this guy is really good.
Yeah. What,
did
no,
you
no,
ever
no.
feel like that?
No, you always
People
knew.
Tell me he was really good.
Especially if there were, and but this is the case with a lot of closers. If you got a 2-run lead or a 3-run lead, they're going to give up a run or two. It's just going to happen. It just seems to happen. And oh, by the way, closers blow saves as well, unless they're unbelievable. And we've had that here, so I guess you know, I guess we might be a little spoiled. But I don't know. I mean, Paredes would be a good option, I think, and Javier would too. I wouldn't.
Paredes has the fastball. He's really got to learn.
He's got to
trust the second and third pitch. He's got to have an off speed. I mean, I guess he could go just fastball on a tight slider or a big curveball, but I'd love to see him go have a third pitch he could go to just every once in a while, like a straight change.
Okay, what about the rotation right now? Valdez or Keady, Greinke, McCullers, Javier?
I'm good with it where they are. It's not, there's nothing, you know, it's, look, I could see that rotation having some issues. They're unproven, but I liked what I saw last year. And I think Urquidy looked like a guy who's figured out his command and he's got good stuff. Christian Javier, I thought, had really good stuff. We know McCullers is always going to be feast or famine, but when he's on, he's like a no-hitter type guy. And when he's off, he has to really try to hang on with his stuff and locate his fastball. But you know, Urquidy is Urquidy. I think he's solid. I like what I saw. I just don't see the need. You could add a veteran arm, but right now you have young arms. I think you want to give Forrest Whitley his last chance with the organization in camp. At some point, you got to just move on from him.
Well, I think you got to add another guy because if anybody goes down, and you know somebody's going to go down.
You want to add a veteran arm, you think?
You got to add.
Because if you do, then one of those guys is definitely a pen guy.
Well, somebody's got to go to the pen.
Who's most likely
long
a pen
relief.
Guy?
Most likely in the pen?
Javier,
probably. Because look at what he did. Look at what he does. He can pick up, if you have a crap start, he can get in
the
third,
fourth
inning.
This is a new thing, a 3-inning save. Like, yeah. It's, you really do have to look at it differently. You have to look at Lance McCullers going 6 and Javier going 7, 8, 9.
Yeah.
Why not? He's a starter. Why not let him go three innings and deal?
Because that's not the way it's done. You have a closer. Don't be a closer.
Well, but in the playoffs, it seems like all those rules go out the window. Oh, man. Javier or Kitty's hot or Javier's hot or, you know, Fromber's hot. Let's just roll with Fromber for the next last five innings. Yeah. Because it seemed like a smart thing to do. How about don't overthink this and let Christian Javier be two innings if he needs to, one inning, or if he's rolling after two innings, whoever the closer is, y'all just stay down. Javier's got this.
He's fine. What about Fromber as your ace?
That's who I think is the ace.
No, I know, but how good are you?
I mean, he was really good last year.
But how good are you?
I think you got a chance to be pretty good.
I think Greinke moves down to the three spot.
Yeah, to me, Greinke is definitely not the ace.
No.
He's not a guy who consistently goes five innings or more.
Well, because they don't trust him. He's a Hall of Famer, and they don't trust him. Let's get Longhorn Keith in here. What up, Longhorn Keith?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Hey, real quick on James Harden. I'm so done with him. I don't know what they're going to do, but it's ridiculous. James Harden is an absolute joke. Have you guys seen this HBO special, but it's also on YouTube, about the coach from Little Rock, Arkansas, called the coach who doesn't punt and always goes for two?
I've heard a lot about that, and I haven't seen it.
Bill Belichick, I know the story, but I haven't seen that.
Yeah, I saw it on Real Sports, but I haven't seen the documentary. But Bill Belichick talked about it.
Yeah, so he's good friends with Bill Belichick, man. And I've been watching it since last week. And I love this dude so much. Like, I would love for him to bring his coaching skills to college just to see how he would do. Because he is brash, man. Like, the stuff that he does he's very just nonchalant. He's nothing traditional coaching, nothing. He doesn't curse, he doesn't swear, but, man, he gets the best out of his players. And the thing I love about him, like, the dude literally will walk on the field with no shoes on. He'll be walking barefooted at practice with no shoes on. And he does this thing called, we're going to partner today. We're going to let you guys figure out what – I'm the coach, but we're going to figure out together what we can do together and see how that works out for us. Yeah, we're going to suck, so no, we're not doing that. He's pretty hilarious, man, so you got to check it out. But the thing I love, the reason why I bring that up is because, I hope that he gets a chance to get to the college level. One of his biggest statements is if he was the Cowboys coach, he would have already won a couple Super Bowls already. He's pretty hilarious, man.
Well, how about getting him at the University of Texas?
So literally, after watching it, we can't do no worse, right? I don't like any other options out there. I know people, Matt Campbell. I hope he does well in the NFL, but I think it's either we're gonna stay with Tom Herman or and ride it out. And listen, I don't hate Tom Herman. I just don't like his antics a lot of the times, and it's not producing it and him not developing players. But we'll see, man. We'll see. I don't know. I don't know. We have nowhere else to go. But I agree with Dale, and I agree with the guys on ESPN College Game Day in the sense that, listen, we've got to have a realistic look at who we are. We aren't who we think we are. We just got a lot of money. But it doesn't make that we've been producing a hellified, or we've had all these runs of national championships. We haven't. And I've said that for years, too. It's not we're that great. It's just we have high expectations, but we never materialize them.
Keith, were you excited about the Urban rumors?
I was extremely excited.
Yeah, I don't see how you couldn't be.
I was cautiously optimistic, though, because of his health. That's the one thing. And the one thing that you said, I think, too, Lance, or somebody said, people don't understand the pressure that goes on at Texas in the sense that the boosters are ridiculous. I mean, those guys got money to throw around like it's nobody's business, and they demand stuff that is just unrealistic, and it's not going to stop.
No, and the Longhorn Network doesn't help that either. There's more responsibility for the coach and more interviews, cameras all over the place all the time, and that's not, a lot of coaches don't like it. And that whole winning thing, which hasn't been happening at the university either. 944 ESPN 97.5. Hey, How about this? How about this gift for her? The tempting touch pajamas for Pajamagram. America's PJ experts for nearly 20 years. Tempting touch pajamas keep her warm and cozy from head to toe while complementing her every curve. Made with micro velvet, a new fabric that's silky smooth and addictively soft. They're irresistible to wear and beg to be touched. She'll slip it into it, and then she'll start melting away her stress. You'll love them, too. Check them out at pajamagram.com. Right now, when you order today, you'll get a great deal. Free gift packaging. That means you don't have to wrap a thing. Beat the holiday rush. Get her these tempting touch pajamas. Get your free gift packaging today before this deal disappears. Go to pajamagram.com. Fast, easy delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. That's pajamagram.com. Tell them I sent you.
SportsMapBets.com is live. Stay up to date with betting guides for this week's NFL and college football action. Or check out SportsMapBets research tools and keep the lead in your fantasy league. SportsMapBets.com has all the info you need to make the best play. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. That was pretty cool for Chad, I would imagine, for Chad Hansen, huh? Drafted by the Jets, didn't make it there. But apparently, you know, he's been around here, and he and Deshaun have been working out for a couple of years together.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. When I went to Georgia, when I went to Miami, went to California, everywhere I went, Chad was always there. Very confident in him and what he can do for us to help us out, and he showed it.
I thought he was a second, third round receiver when he came out. Like, he had talent at Cal. He was a pretty good player.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he just didn't make it, but it would not shock me if this becomes a guy that we're talking about in next year and the year after.
Yeah.
This is what happens. Guys pop up out of nowhere.
Yep. It absolutely
it's receiver. It happens all the time.
So when Romeo was asked about it, and you know, he said, well, what about Isaiah Coulter? He goes, well, I don't know. Kiki and Hansen played pretty well. So I guess Coulter's not.
Best guy plays.
What? That's right. If you go in there and you perform, guess what? And Chad said, if you're in there, you got to play like a starter. That was kind of my mentality going into it. I was kind of treating this mentality like I've been the starter all year, so I don't have any jitters. I'm not nervous, so I could go out there and perform. He did a great job. That's a great story. A kid, you know, that has been worked, hasn't had much of any chances, and he goes out there, and when the opportunity arises, he performs. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good story. So
that guy's been around, like, that was, I don't know, at least 3 years ago when he got drafted. Mm-hmm. At least. So it's not like he's, you know, he's one of those guys, like, you have career minor leaguers. He's one of those guys that, and I still see guys' names pop up like, man, I remember writing that guy up. I can't believe he's still in the league. I thought he was gone. These guys hang around, and sometimes they pop up. Now, that'll happen at running back, a wide receiver, usually not offensive line, usually not defensive line, usually not linebacker, sometime at cornerback. A lot of times at safety, that can happen. It's never going to happen at quarterback, where other than Kurt Warner. You know, that's a weird – and that's not like he was just in the league for 3 or 4 years and became a really good player.
What about Case?
Yeah, Case is a great example of a guy who was a fringe guy. Yeah. I don't know if he'll make it. He just keeps making it, and before you know it, the guy's getting contracts and starting, and he's the backup that turns into a starter.
Tony Romo?
Yeah, Romo came out of nowhere. I think he came out of nowhere very quickly. I don't think he spent years in Dallas as a backup.
No, but he was undrafted, and yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else are you going to do, though? You think about it, an NFL minimum salary is good money.
Oh, hell yeah.
So you're going to play as long as you can. Now, the problem is, if you play 7 years, that's considered a really good contract. Like, really, you've had a good career if you're able to play 7 years. That's more than most people. So your 7 years, people think you're set up for life. You're not. 7 years, even at $500,000 a year, I know you think you're set up, but when you pay your agents, your taxes, your workout stuff, all that, and then you even start spending your paychecks. Remember, you get 16, 17 paychecks a year. That's it.
Yeah.
How disciplined do you have to be? Oh my God, that would be a nightmare for me. Wait, hold on a second. I have to watch my money January through August. That's 8 months.
I know
months.
One person couldn't play in the NFL. My wife.
Yeah, your wife would struggle in the NFL.
Oh, yeah, she would really struggle in the NFL.
Could you request that the team pays you every 2 weeks like a regular job? Just give me a paycheck every 2 weeks for the whole year.
Because you might be getting that paycheck when you're on another team in the next season.
Then let it stack up. Then let it go to an account and let your accountant give you paychecks. They put money into your account just like that.
We were talking about Zoe. Zoe didn't see his check. He got an allowance from his agent.
This is the smartest agent. Who's his agent? It's the smartest agent of all time.
And Zoe would say, you know, I want to go do something. He said, or if he got a bonus for being in the playoffs or whatever, the agent said, well, here's a little something. You can go.
You know, my friend Rodney Williams, who's an agent locally, who I went to school with, Rodney did that for Michael Lewis and for Jaquizz Rodgers. Rodney said, nope. Well, I mean, the player ultimately.
Yeah.
But Quiz is like cool with it. And Rodney said, you're going to get, you know, this is the amount. We're going to treat each season like it's, you know, 5 years. Every I'm kind of making that number up, but he told me one time, like every year of playing in the NFL is like 5 years of your life. So we're going to take the salary and break it into 5 years.
That's great.
Of you working somewhere. And he was smart with his money, because that's the biggest mistake a lot of athletes make is you get these big paychecks and you think they last forever. But really, each one of those paychecks is the equivalent to, like, you know, 16 paychecks of what you're really going to get when you're done, or whatever the case may be.
Right. So did you see what Alex Smith did right before the half?
When he dabbed?
No, he didn't. Well, he dabbed on the refs. Alex Smith got tackled with, as time was running out, and the ball was in play. So he ran off the field with the ball. So the refs are looking to spot the ball for the field goal team that's running on the field. They had to stop the clock to get a ball.
Ooh.
How about that?
Wicked smart move?
Smart. One of the smart kids.
That was a smart move. Did they give him a delay of game penalty?
Look, he's smiling. He's just running
off. Delay game penalty, 10-second runoff?
No, they didn't. They just got a free timeout.
He just got over on
him. He got over on
him. He invented that. I've never heard of that happening.
Yeah, and his leg got twisted. But he just gets up. Oh. He didn't even think about it. He was going to throw the ball. And, oh, the ref is like, throw me the ball. And he just ran off the field.
Serious question. This is not even a joke. Do you think he can feel stuff in his leg? With the way that it's like the nerve endings, does he have the same level of pain?
I don't know what the tips of his nerves are like. I don't know.
It can't be.
What do you mean it can't be?
Like, he could get hit on his...
You think...
Like, if he took a ground ball...
All right. If there were a bunch of rats eating his leg, he wouldn't feel it.
That's more aggressive than I would have done. I was just going to say a ground ball that hit him in the shin.
Okay.
Like, if he was out playing baseball and somebody hit a rocket and he's playing third and it
hits
maybe,
his leg.
And it's his shin. And he tries to come off the side, and it hits him in the shin.
Do you think
Let's say he does a Muay Thai kick.
He just grabs the ball and throws
it? Let's say he's doing Muay Thai kicks into a tree stump to make his shin stronger. Does that hurt him, do you think? I don't think it does.
I don't.
It would hurt me a lot.
I think that's a bad question to ask. Should we ask him? Do you have any nerve
People
ending?
Say it's inappropriate, but it's stuff that I'm curious about.
Well, what his leg looked like it was charcoaled. It was like withered away to less than nothing.
That's why it's astonishing that he's playing football and he's playing pretty well.
No, he is by far the comeback player.
Oh,
JJ tweeted out yesterday, just him suiting up this year, he was a comeback player. But to be playing like this.
At first everyone said, it's Cam, stop the votes, it's Cam.
Yeah, and then
it's like,
Ben.
It's Roethlisberger, it's over. Now it's like, oh. Has to be Alex Smith.
The dude that almost lost his leg. Mm-hmm. And who did it? JJ. So JJ is squarely behind him.
Oh, I forgot that was JJ.
JJ did it. Yeah. Mm. So.
Ooh, what a horrible feeling that must have
been. That's ugly, Ian. This is the most blank conversation I've ever heard. But Ian thinks this should be on TikTok, though. This conversation about the leg.
I've said you two are TikTok before.
Is it Tom Segura?
Yeah.
Well, it's his wife who I don't know. Maybe it's I don't know who brought it to the table. Yeah, it's on that on their podcast. It's another way of saying things we can't say anymore.
Yeah,
right, right.
Now you just change names. Yeah. Like if that word is offensive, then we'll switch the word.
Right.
Yeah.
The word is now TikTok.
And I'm not gonna call. I'm not gonna say what Ian said. I'm gonna say I listened to that conversation. I didn't think it was so TikTok. I just thought this is inappropriate.
Well, it's not inappropriate.
You're talking about whether
a man's nerve endings.
You suggested if a raw was gnawing on his leg.
Well, and rats. We said multiple rats actually.
Rats. Would he feel
I don't
it?
Know where he would be unless he fell in a sinkhole in New York.
Yeah.
And fell down there. That's the only time I've heard about somebody falling into a vat of rats.
Like when he goes to play the Giants and he falls in some type of sinkhole on the way to the game or something, yeah. Rats start gnawing on his
where
leg.
Where would he be where it? Rats would be happen? Gnawing on his leg?
Look, what was
a
worse?
Trap house? Come on.
What was worse, Granado's gnawing on his leg, or you, him practicing Muay Thai kicks?
And that was John.
And seeing if he feels it.
John's way worse. Him doing this. Yeah.
Like, that would be awesome.
To strengthen
Muay Thai
that,
that's kicks like into a stump.
To strengthen his shins?
That's almost like that a superhero like to callus his shins.
Yeah.
Drake does it. He's got callous shins. He does Muay Thai.
I don't think Alex Smith is looking for callous
shins. He's also got SARS. He's also got...
He didn't have SARS. He had MRSA.
MRSA.
Yeah, that was one of the hospital trips that cost me thousands of dollars. One of his three.
You know why he got callous?
One of his three.
Because he opens up wounds on his leg, and then...
Oh, when he had MRSA, yeah. It turned into a hole that was like a half inch wide.
Oh, my God.
It was just eating through his skin.
No.
He was hospitalized, yeah. He almost lost his left arm in a different... MRSA.
And
he
when
still
you
goes back to the same gym. Smart.
When you came to
can't
the,
wait till he's on his own insurance.
And you told him that, you know, when that day comes, you're going to tell him to beat it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Beat it.
You know, what time,
right
you
now,
know what time it is?
For you.
I see.
Beat it.
I see what you're doing
beat
now.
It.
Clever,
beat
Del.
Beat it, Lance.
Beat it. 958 ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.